Okay, good morning. Welcome to the ITG members. We'll set off, and just before we do, we just wanted to make a few opening remarks. So firstly, just to remind you of the purpose of the ITG meetings and the fact that we don't provide authoritative guidance as a result of these discussions. We will provide a summary of the discussions and put it on the website shortly after the meeting like we did last time. We got pretty positive feedback from stakeholders about that being a helpful mechanism, so we'll plan to do the same again and try and do it as quickly as possible. As last time, I emphasised the objectives of the ITG, and when I look at the papers that we have to discuss today, the issues we have today, I think we've got some good opportunities to confirm some of the basic concepts in the standard, which I think is a good use of this forum. The only other thing I really wanted to say before we kick off is to comment again on the life of the meeting, because I've been asked a lot of questions in a lot of different forums about our plans in terms of how long we would run this group. Our next scheduled discussion is on the 11th of December, and we're continuing to emphasise that it's important for people to try and get as many issues as we can to us in time to discuss at that meeting. Given the lead time to do the analysis and write papers, etc., our cut-off for that meeting will be the 21st of October. After December, we haven't scheduled any meetings of the ITG. At this point in time, our plan is not to hold more physical meetings of the ITG. Having said that, we are not going to wind the ITG up. In effect, what we're going to do is stand ready and see the need to hold further meetings and to contact you at that time. We are trying to balance being helpful with creating a stable platform for people who are in the middle of implementation. But obviously, if people do have things where we really think there is a lack of clarity in the market, then the forum's available for us to call more meetings. So we're sort of going to play it by ear as much as we can. But again, if I could reiterate, really, we would like all issues by the end of the year so that people can implement the standard. We had an interesting conference yesterday, and I think for me that even further reinforced the importance of people really getting into the detail and implementing changes now, and really people need to be doing that this year and not next year. And with that, Kuma?
Yeah, just quickly, short. It's about the submissions log and the number of issues that it's in front of you. We have just put it on the table. For this meeting, we received 7 submissions, 6 of which are going to be discussed today. One submission, we are talking to the submitter. We do need to, what we need to do is contain the issue a little bit so that it doesn't go out into various other issues. And we plan to bring it in front of the group for the next meeting, so that's when we will bring that. Also, if you look at the submissions log, we have now got a list of issues where we are not planning to bring to the group, which is primarily looking for additional guidance. What the staff plan to do is take it to the board admin session next week to inform the board that this is the issues and get their views on what they think should be done, because this is primarily standard setting and looking for additional guidance. So we will do that next week. So that's to do with the submissions log. The issue that I'm talking about is issue number 19 on that list, which we plan to bring next time. Now, just before I move over and hand back to Sue for starting the thing, just wanted to emphasize one thing, last but not the least. The papers are prepared based on the submitter's fact patterns, and it should not be assumed that in any way that any of those represent staff or ISB views. What we have tried to do is that they have been presented to illustrate the issue in front of you for discussion, so they do not represent staff views, because we got some questions on this one, is that in the fact patterns what we are giving are those ISB views. They are not. What we are doing is bringing up the submitter's fact patterns. So that's what I had to say on the log and just the health warning regarding what's being put in the papers. Happy to take questions before we start.
When we say we'll discuss it at a board admin session, that's not we're discussing the issues, it's the approach to educational materials, non-technical. Exactly. Any questions? All dying to talk about impairment?
Yes, looks like it.